Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Tony, good afternoon to you, sir.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Very well, thank you, man. How are you doing?
It's been a minute.
Yeah, I've been a minute, man. Been a minute. Have you been good?
I've been all right. Great. You know, pushing as usual. How's the family and work?
No, man, we've been grinding. Family's good, and I hope that yours at that side.
Mine is great. My firstborn started varsity some 2 weeks
ago. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yay, man. I'm sure when you're looking at them, you're thinking, man, it was just yesterday they were a baby.
You know, she was a baby not even long ago. I mean, just not long ago, she was 5. You know, we were taking walks to the shops.
Imagine.
And all of that. Now she's starting varsity. And
wow.
I have to tell you, the moment she left, I we were both in tears because she's country. So she, when I went to, you know, wave goodbyes and all of that, was one of the hardest things that I've ever had to do, man.
Can you imagine? Because she's your little baby, eh?
No, what I'm saying.
Yo.
So it was a really difficult moment, and I think I'm still dealing with the effects of her leaving, because the house is empty.
I can imagine, man. Yo.
So
I can imagine. Sure.
Like, you know, when they are around and, you know, they're doing their thing, and then when they are absent, you suddenly realize, man, life is empty without them.
Exactly, exactly. Wow. Well, congratulations to her. I hope that she does good and make the parents even more proud, eh?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Now, we're talking about you and, you know, the family setup there, the daughter going away, and it does show that you are a very much present father. But today we want to talk about the opposite there. Impact of absent fatherhood. And of course, studies have repeatedly shown that children without fathers who are positively present in the home suffer greatly. Even before a child is born, their father's attitudes regarding the pregnancy and the relationship with the father and mother may indirectly influence the risk of adverse birth outcomes. And so we're going to be taking a few sessions with you, Tony, to discuss the root cause of absent fatherhood, and also the effects and the solutions thereby. Now, what causes absent fatherhood? You know, this society in 2020, in the 20th century, actually, what would cause this phenomenon? Are all these absent fathers simply just irresponsible men?
That's a very convoluted situation. There's no easy answer to that, because every situation is unique. Mm-hmm. And what usually happens is, you know, it could be because people got pregnant outside the wedlock.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the woman decides, you know what, this is actually not the person that I want to spend the rest of my life with. And mm-hmm. then they go ways. Or, you know, one of the most common is, you know, people get married and then divorce happens. It happened to me, so I know exactly what that feels like. So you end up with a situation where because of divorce, you know, the kids are either staying with the father or the mother. But in most cases, you know, women get custody of the kids because of the different laws in the different countries that say, you know, a child is under the mother's care until they are 18. So there's a variety of reasons why children grow up fatherless, but I wanted to focus more on, you know, the devastating effects of that happening, because I have seen it happen. And I continue to see it happen, and I'm sure you continue to see it happen. In fact, now, the most common scenario is in a lot of, you know, African countries. I'm not too sure how it is in Europe, but the most common setup, family setup, is a mother who's raising children by themselves, you know. So while that may seem normal, but, you know, every time we upset the intended family setup, which God, you know, set out for us, we run into all kinds of problems. What I mean is, you know, the development of a child, you know, is pretty much dependent on the different inputs from the mother and the father, So every time you have maybe a single mother raising a child, you will see that the child will obviously, get what they're supposed to get from the mother, but they've been lacking that fatherly influence in their life. And that fatherly influence is very important to their psychological development. While we may overlook it, while it may look like it's stylish or it's fashionable to raise a child by yourself as a woman or as a man, but the effects of a father not being present are usually felt either immediately or later on in life. So one of the common things that you will see with children that grow up without a father is they're generally, susceptible to emotional distress. Mm. What I mean by children who grow up without a father, may experience feelings of abandonment, rejection, or even low self-esteem. They are more prone to things like anxiety, depression, and mood swings because this is a situation where things are out of balance. As much as it may be the norm, but it's not how it's supposed to be. So if you go through the studies and the stats, they will show you that children who grow up without fathers, are at a greater risk of mental health issues. Mm. And studies continuously are showing that children who grow up without a father are more likely to develop, mental health issues, such as depression, anxiety, and are more prone to substance abuse.
Mm.
The risk for this being that because you've got that void as a child, which you can't explain, you may not even be aware that there is a void in there, but you just find yourself looking for certain things in certain things that are not natural. I'll give an example. Sure, you've heard about girls who grow up with daddy issues. Where society says, "Oh, she's got daddy issues," and they gravitate more towards dating older men who subconsciously represent the fathers that they never had. Because subconsciously they are looking for that father figure, for that assurance, that protection, that love, that acceptance that they never got from their father. And this, causes a whole ton of problems in society because then you have a situation where, I'm sure we read this in the papers and we see it on social media. I was reading a story of this pastor in South Africa who was dating a 16-year-old child. Now, while that may look disgusting to most people, like on the surface, but the very core of it, I can almost guarantee you, at the bottom of it is a child who is subconsciously looking for the approval of a father. It has nothing to say, nothing to do with money. It has everything to do with acceptance, being validated, being told you are important, I'm here for you and all of that. So you also notice that children who grow up without a father, their social skills may be impacted in a negative way. Social skills being, the ability to communicate, the ability to develop healthy relationships with their peers is actually has been proven through studies to show that when a child lacks the influence of a father, she may be limited in the way that she develops healthy relationships with their peers. Also, things like reduced self-esteem, the lack of a positive role model, leading to the self-esteem and confidence in children, because parents kind of tend to instill a sense of self-esteem. My source of self-esteem was from my father because he was always patting me on the back and telling me, "Oh, you are really good at this. You're going to do great at that. You're going to do great at this. You're going to do." When you lack that, it can affect the way you see yourself and how you relate to other people. So the effects of not having a father go deep, my friend. Like, they are not things that we can minimized.
Yeah, true. Can't underestimate it. Mm.
You can't underestimate the effects of not having a father. A father is a father figure. I mean, forget what social media and society are telling you, that, you know, women can do it on their own. Yeah, sure. I mean, there's a lot of nurturing that women do. Mm-hmm. But there's also leadership and protection and reassurance that a father figure brings into a child's life. Mm-hmm. You know, that ability to say, you know what, I'm your anchor. Go out there, explore the world. If you fail, we'll start again. All of that, you know, I think that father can provide for a child. And when you remove that from a child's life, man, the effects can seriously be devastating.
Mm. Now, tell me, Tony, I know that you mentioned a wholesale of issues that, you know, could be impacting on those who have got absent fathers. But is it more severe with boys than girls, or with girls than boys, or it is just all the same?
It's across the board. Mm. It's across the board, because boys are affected in... I have kind of noticed, I don't know if it's just me or does everybody else see this, but we'll start with the boys, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if you see children that are raised by a single mother, right?
Mm-hmm.
They tend to lack like a certain masculinity that is necessary to make a well-rounded man.
Mm-hmm.
They tend to be feminine in the way they approach situations, solving, even how they
the mannerism. Deal with,
yeah, their mannerisms, they and sometimes it can even go as far as, you know, influencing a child's sexual orientation. With girls who grow up without a father, they become very clingy to male figures, to the first male figure that they deem to be present, which can be a very dangerous thing for a child who is very vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just the fact that you have a child who's gravitating towards an older male figure who is not exactly supposed to be part of her life, but saying and doing the right things, you can imagine the kind of, you know, chaos that can create for a girl child. So everything needs to be balanced. The ideal situation is supposed to be a child is born into a family. The father plays their part, the mother plays their part, and you have a well-rounded individual. I was fortunate in the sense that I grew up in a home, you know, with a mom and a father. I see how that helped me develop fully into an adult that is masculine, but at the same time, I also have an appreciation of the nurturing effect that my mother had on my life. So we need to go back to that original balance, because that original balance was there for a reason, to create a well-functional, well-rounded human.
Yeah, no, Tony, I want us to wrap up the conversation. Now, having mentioned all of this, you know, the impact, et cetera, and you started actually from a developmental stage. You talked to us about early childhood, adolescence, and of course, when a person is a young person, you know, starting to date, et cetera. Do these actually continue impacting a person until they are now fully grown adults, perhaps themselves parents?
Yep. If it's not mitigated by something, it will continue, and it will have kind of the same negative effects that I just explained to you, you know, prior to this point that we are at now. But there's certain things that we can do to kind of mitigate the effects of, you know, an absent father. So having an absent father, you know, doesn't mean that, you know, all hope is lost, and because you can still find male, positive male figures, you know, people like stepfathers, grandfathers, or mentors that are appointed to provide that male leadership to a child. That has been proven to mitigate the negative effects of an absent father. I'm talking about a biological father, but you know, if as a mother you're raising children in the absence of your of a male figure in the family, you know, find positive role models, like people that can play that role in the family to instill that kind of leadership, that kind of mentorship role in the child's life to kind of mitigate the effects of that.
Now, I don't know if, you know, fathers always actually have a choice. Of course, there are fathers who then get incarcerated in the process. But also, there are fathers who are simply just denied the opportunity to, you know, be part of the co-parenting because of some issues between the ex, you know, partner, you know, where the partner would feel that, no, I'm going to punish you. You're not going to have any part in this life's child. Perhaps a word of advice out there to mothers to try, I don't know, is it absolutely important and critical to have them play along with the father so for the benefit of the child? Or it's okay to actually deal with their feelings, notwithstanding how the child is affected?
That's an excellent question. I think if we are to put the well-being of the child first, everything else becomes automatic. What I mean by that is you've come to a point where you've realized this is not the partner for you. You're not going to be married to this guy, or this guy cannot continue to be an everyday figure in the child's life. But think about the needs of the psychological needs of a child. As much as you may have your issues with your partner, but think about what the child needs and kind of inform your decisions from that. You are bound to make better decisions when you put the child in the forefront and your feelings and your preferences in the forefront. If you acknowledge the fact that it is absolutely necessary for this child to have access to their father, then it becomes easier to decide, you know, how this co-parenting thing is going to happen. But it's absolutely necessary for your child to be exposed to the father as much as they are exposed to you. Think about their development. Think about shooting into the future. Think about 20 years from now. What kind of a parent is your child going to be? If you deprive them of that essential influence of a father.
Yeah, no, it's, I think it's a very important topic. And I do understand that sometimes it is easier said than done, especially the last point, because with some mothers out there, they would rather would priority to them prepare, protect their space. And they would you'd hear some saying for their own sanity so that they are fully there for their child. Unfortunately, the flip side of the coin is that unintended consequences are that the child will grow up without a father. Very, very difficult. And of course, a catch 22, I do understand for some mothers out there. But I do want to applaud what you've just said now and reemphasize that think about the future. And in 20 years' time, what kind of a child would this be? And what kind of a young adult would this be when they start dating and seeing a life of out of their own, out of their of your nest, but they are now on their own out in the world? Thank you so much, Tony, for this, man.
Always, man. Thank you. Always a pleasure. Have a good one.
Fantastic. Great. Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.